Jesus. Great to see all of you tonight. We pray God's blessings on our time together. Last week we had Easter in July. I can't offer anything like that, but we do have a minor festival that we are observing tonight, the festival of St. James. St. James, am I on? Can you hear me now? Testing. Battery must be good. All right, well, I'm just going to talk. And Gary, can you get a battery from the workroom? And then we'll keep going. All right. So, it's pretty humbling when there's no power in the pack. We'll be observing the festival of St. James the Elder. We pray God's blessings as we hear his word this evening. A couple of words on our worship service tonight. Our opening hymn, 644, The Church is One Foundation. Following that hymn, we'll follow the order of prayer and preaching on page 260 and following. We have a special worship insert for the evening. Readings are on one side, problems are on the other. Focus tonight will be on the gospel reading. The gospel reading from the Gospel of Mark. Before we sing our opening hymn, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings of each new day. We thank you for the blessings you shower down upon us. Heavenly Father, tonight we ask you for the gift of humility. So often in our lives, we want to be the best, the biggest, the smartest, the first. We crave glory. Not glory in your eyes, but glory in our own eyes, glory in our own eyes. Heavenly Father, tonight, teach us what true glory is, and teach us the glory in your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's in his powerful and precious name that we worship and pray. Amen. Hymn 644.
Thank you. service of prayer and preaching, page 260. Please stand. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
From the rising of the sun to its setting,
the name of the Lord is to be praised.
Better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere.
I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked.
Make me to know your ways, O Lord.
Teach me your paths.
Sanctify us in the truth.
Your word is truth.
From the rising of the sun to its setting,
the name of the Lord is to be praised.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
We sing. A reading from Acts, the 11th and 12th chapters. Now in these days prophets came down from Jerusalem to Antioch, and one of them, named Agabus, stood up and foretold by the Spirit that there would be a great famine over all the world. This took place in the days of Claudius. So the disciples determined, everyone according to his ability, to send relief to the brothers living in Judea. And they did so, sending it to the elders by the hand of Barnabas and Saul. About that time, Herod the king laid violent hands on some who belonged to the church. He killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And when he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded to arrest Peter also. This was during the days of unleavened bread. And when he had seized him, he put him in prison, delivering him over to four squads of soldiers to guard him, intending after the Passover to bring him out to the people. So Peter was kept in prison, but earnest prayer for him was made to God by the church. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
We'll chant together the words of the introit as printed on your bulletin insert. Reading from Paul's letter to the Church of God in Rome, the 8th chapter. We know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose. For those whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, in order that He might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those whom He predestined, He also called. And those whom He called, He also justified. And those whom He justified, He also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also with Him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We turn to the words of the gradual, we speak them together. How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news, who publish peace and bring good news of salvation. Their voice has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. A reading from the Gospel according to St. Mark, the 10th chapter. And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came up to Jesus and said to Him, Teacher, we want You to do for us whatever we ask of You. And He said to them, What do you want me to do for you? And they said to him, grant us to sit, one at your right hand and one at your left, in your glory. Jesus said to them, you do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or to be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized? And they said to him, we are able. And Jesus said to them, the cup that I drink, you will drink, and with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared. And when the 10 heard it, they began to be indignant at James and John. And Jesus called to them to him and said to them, you know that those who are considered rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. But it shall not be so among you. But whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. This is the word of our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where
Catechism, page 264, the Ten Commandments.
You shall have no other gods. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his manservant or maidservant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor.
The Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, life everlasting. Amen.
Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Grace and peace, love and mercy from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior. Amen. Text for our meditation this evening, the gospel reading we heard just a moment ago, especially these words. And they said to Jesus, grant us to sit, one at your right hand, and one at your left, in your glory. Let us pray. O Lord, for James we praise you, who fell to Herod's sword. He drank the cup of suffering, and thus fulfilled your word. Lord, curb our vain impatience for glory and for fame. equip us for such sufferings as glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, glory. What is it? Kind of hard to describe, isn't it? We want it. We know what it is when we get it. But to explain to someone what glory is, it's kind of a difficult task. A lot depends on who you ask or who is doing the asking. Someone who is a worker or a worker wannabe may say, glory is getting a job. And then once you get a job, glory is getting a raise. And once you get a raise, glory is getting a promotion. And after you get that promotion, glory is either owning the company or getting to the point of retirement. Works that way in every situation. When you're a parent, it is glory to have a child. But after you have a child, you want the child to do well. To do well in school, to do well in sports, to make the team. But once they make the team, that's not really enough, is it? You want them to be in the starting 5 or the starting 9 or the starting 11. And once they make the starting team, you want them to make all conference and all state and bring home the trophy or the ribbon. Last week on TV, this week on TV, we see what our country thinks of glory. Right? It's not just enough to run and campaign. Glory is in winning, and winning at all costs. In a couple of weeks, we'll watch once again that every 4-year spectacle called the Olympics. Oh, to just make the Olympic team, that would be glory. Then after you make the team, you got to win a medal. That would be glory. And if you're going to win a medal, it just as well be gold, right? And if you're going to win a gold medal, you just as well win 2 or 3 or 10. Glory. Glory is about me, myself, and I. That's how we define glory in our world, in our neighborhoods, in our lives, and sometimes even in our church. It was this kind of definition of glory. Self-serving, attention-grabbing, everybody knows my name kind of glory that James and John were seeking. You know, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, the sons of thunder. They talk loud so that everybody would know who they were. You know the kind of people I'm talking about, the ones that you hear way before you see. The world is full of them. This is James and John. James and John were not stupid. They had been following Jesus for quite some time, and they had seen the handwriting on the wall. This Jesus is pretty special. Look at how the crowds follow Him. Look at what this Jesus can do. Bread and fishes, 5,000 satisfied customers. He calms the storm. He walks on water. He heals the sick. He raises the dead. We're going to stay close to this guy. He's going someplace. And so, wanting to get an edge on the other disciples, they go to Jesus and say, "Hey, Jesus, you know us. We're really faithful. We're really good and really special. We're the cream of the crop. When you come into your glory, would it be okay if one of us sits on the right and one of us sits on the left? Maybe one of us could be vice president and the other one could be secretary of state. You know, these Romans will be nothing once they see your power. Can we share in your glory? You know, when you think about it, it's a pretty natural thing for them to do. Very similar to how we act in many circumstances. And Jesus, as He is wont to do, calls a thing what it is. Jesus looks at them and says, "You do not know what you are asking. You have no clue. You want to sit on my right and sit on my left? You don't want that. You don't want that. You do not know what you are asking." And then He says, "You know, can you be baptized with the baptism that I am to be baptized with? Can you drink the cup that I am going to drink?" And immediately their thoughts are still in this realm of glory. Well, yeah, a fancy banquet, a fancy feast. Sure, pass the cup over here. Oh, yeah, some ceremonial washing, wearing fancy robes like they did in the Old Testament church. Sure, we're up for that. But Jesus was speaking of a different baptism and a different cup. The baptism of fire that would come down upon Jesus as He hung on Calvary's cross. The cup of wrath, drinking all of God's punishment for all sin, for all people, for all time. This was the glory that was before Jesus. To be on His left and to be on His right. Do you realize who was on His right and who was on His left? Two murderers, two thieves. The glory of Jesus Christ is His naked body nailed to a cross, bleeding and dying for the sins of the world. This is God's glory. Because in this glory is your salvation. My friends, how often don't we think only or primarily about ourselves? And there's nothing wrong with wanting the best for yourself or wanting the best for your kids. To work hard to get ahead. We live in a country where that's possible. But how often don't we take those good things, those good God-pleasing vocations that God has given us, and we turn them into reasons and excuses for sin? We turn them into idols. And then we worship these things in place of the one true God. We're more concerned about our own glory or glory in the eyes of the world than the glory of God. My friends, tonight, Jesus is teaching not only James and John and the other disciples about glory, but He's teaching us as well. All glory in heaven and on earth has been given to Jesus. He's earned it. His perfect life, His obedient death, His glorious resurrection. He has earned glory. And what does He do with that glory? He takes that glory and He gives it away. He gives it to you and to me and to all the baptized at the font. as He washes us clean of our sin, delivering Good Friday and Easter to us, He gives us His glory, forgiveness, life, and salvation are ours, full and free. Do you hear that? Full and free. God cannot and would never hold back His love, His gifts, His forgiveness, His glory from you. All that is His is now yours. We're free. Free not to worry about the crazy things that go on in our world, the petty jealousies, the one-upsmanship that so often pervades all of life. We're set free. We're set free. Often, in the divine service, we pray after we have been fed with the very body and blood of Jesus in and under bread and wine. We pray that God would bless us. Bless us with faith toward Him and fervent love toward one another. We're free to love God and to serve our neighbors. We're free not to have to strive ahead for our own personal glory, but we're free to love God and to be little Christ, God's hands and feet and mouths and ears for all those around us. My friends, in this glory, there will oftentimes be pain and heartache and suffering and loss. These things were a part of Christ's glory. God tells us that we should count it a joy when we share in the sufferings of Christ. There will be times when loving and serving someone else before we love and serve ourselves, it'll hurt. It'll cost. It will kill us. And then we know that not only is God glorified, but God is glorifying us as we die to our sin and rise with Christ, a new person, a new creation, not only ready, but sincerely desiring faith toward God and love and service toward one another. My friends, this glory is yours. This glory is real. This glory is despised by the world. But this is Christ's glory. And we share in it. Thanks be to God. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts, our minds, our lives, our glory in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen. We sing now our sermon hymn number 518, By All Your Saints in Warfare. We sing verses 1, verse 21, the James verse that I had for our opening prayer, and verse 3, 518. And welcome. Welcome in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is truly glorified by His death and resurrection. This time we ask that you would participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship with us. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping with us on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of God's glory for you would be yours today and always. This time we worship God with our gifts and offerings.
Stand for the prayers of the church, page 265. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the holy Christian church here and scattered throughout the world, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this nation, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather and for the fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who labor, for those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and for all who travel, especially Vicar Marcus and Jill Williams and Ephraim, as they travel back to the seminary, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and dying, and for all who care for them, for all anticipating surgeries, especially Chris Luby, anticipating surgery tomorrow, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those who mourn, especially Ralph Harper and his family mourning the loss of his wife, Viola, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those who celebrate the gift of children, especially Mark and Bethany Kranz, celebrating the gift of a daughter, Emma Kathleen, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those who will be joined in the holy estate of wedded matrimony, especially Rachel Loper and Derek Wertman, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Finally, for these and all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
O gracious God, your servant and apostle James was the first among the 12 to suffer martyrdom for the name of Jesus Christ. Pour out upon the leaders of your church that spirit of self-denying service, that they may forsake all false and passing allurements and follow Christ alone, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Blessed Lord, you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and take them to heart that, by the patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have graciously kept me this day. And I pray that you would forgive me all my sins, for I have done wrong, and graciously lead me this night. For into your hands I commend myself, my mind and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that these will follow me at no power over me. Amen. We sing. Bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Almighty and Merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you.
Amen.
You may be seated for our closing hymn, 732.
Thank you.
hymn, and what a great way to end our service tonight as we give thanks for the glory that God has given us. Couple of quick announcements. A lot of stuff going on this week. First of all, you're all invited for a Bible study. This will be Vicar Williams' last teaching opportunity here, working through 1 John. We'll keep going until we get to the end of the book, but tonight will be Vicar Williams' last time. Tomorrow is NLCS, and Phil Hale, pastor at Zion in Omaha, will be presenting. Pastor Hale has recently written a book. It's available on Amazon and all that kind of stuff, but I'll have several copies available tomorrow at a discounted price. And so we look forward to hearing his presentation tomorrow. On Friday, we're loading the truck for Vicar and family, 3700 Sweetbriar, does that sound right? Just down the street here, 10 o'clock. Truck show, and its forecast is for a really nice day, too. We'll see if that happens. But 10 o'clock, and Jill says they don't hardly have anything. It won't take long. Yeah, well, I don't know about that. Amazing how much stuff you accumulate over a year. So 10 o'clock Friday morning. Also on Friday, in Casper, Wyoming, former vicar Christian Preuss is being ordained. Ordination on a Friday is kind of an unusual thing, but when you have a dad and six other brothers that are pastors, if you want anybody to show up, you do it on a Friday. So that is Friday, and the we've got the address. I think we sent it out in the email newsletter that went out this week. So if you want to send him a card or a note, that would be a really neat thing. And then on Friday evening, we're having a radio test for KNNA Radio 95.7. So, wherever you live, turn on the radio. Turn on the radio. And I think it's, Wayne, 6 to 8? 7 to 9. Thank you. 7 to 9, Friday night. Turn on the radio. 95.7. And if you would do us a favor, call the church. Send an email, whatever. You'll get a recording if you call the church. Just call and let us know where you live and what the reception was like. So we're doing a two-hour test this Friday evening from 7 to 9. And the last radio test we did was a little bit limited with the numbers of folks. And most of the people were in the car and not on their home radio or anything like that. But the signal traveled much, much farther and much, much better than we thought. So Friday night's a continuation of that. And we were able to pick it up all the way at I-80, which we didn't think we were going to be much on the other side of O Street, and Denton, and almost to Hickman. So it was pretty amazing. So if you would help us out, we can't all be at one place at the same time. So listen on Friday. Give us a holler. And do you know, Wayne, is Jack going to be doing his program on Friday night then too? Okay. By far, the most popular program on the radio is Pastor Kirk, your old buddy Jack, and his When Music Was Music radio program of music from the 40s and 50s. And it's really, really good. So that'll be what you'll tune into and what you'll listen to on Friday night as you hear the radio test. So on Sunday, then, at both of our services, so we get it done right, our new vicar, Evan Scammon, will be installed. And instead of just sitting in the pew, we'll put him to work. We're looking forward to that. And I know Marcus and Jill and Ephraim are planning on being here at the 8 o'clock service on Sunday and then taking off. So you get one more chance to tell them goodbye. Anything else, Pastor?
Probably make sure when you call in to tell whether the car or house.
Yeah, that would be helpful.
That's very helpful.
Yeah, address or location. And if you're on a car phone, car radio or a home radio, that would be helpful information. Is that enough, Wayne? Okay. Thank you. Oh, Job, Lifelight Job, 1 o'clock tomorrow. And I think that's all. Have a great day and week in the glory of God.